This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. In the wake of the Menominee Valley's revitalization, many are pointing to Milwaukee's harbor as the city's next big thing. But plans for the district are still coming into focus.
Last night, the city of Milwaukee and the Harbor District held the second of two meetings to solicit community input on the area's future. Lake Effect Susan Bentz was there, and she joins us in the studio. Hi, Susan.
Good morning, Mitch.
So was there a big crowd at this event last night?
There was a good crowd. Last night was the second of two public input sessions, and between the two, about 150 people attended. But as you know, planners have been talking harbor for years. Its revitalization is top of the list for the city's sustainability plan, and an organization called Harbor District Inc. was created to bridge city with big idea types who articulate blending everything from environmental cleanup to economic development.
So along those lines, what were some of the ideas that people floated last night?
I talked to Emily Aus, and she's eager to see bike trails and other recreational opportunities. She's a civil engineer, and she lives right outside the Harbor District.
I would love to see, you know, a space where I can come and enjoy the green space and, you know, the revitalization of the community. And then I also came because I work down in the Third Ward, too, so it'd be really great, you know, at lunch or after work to be able to come here and relax and maybe take a nice stroll or a bike through the park. I'm also excited. I feel like there are so many places where, you know, cities have just been built off of harbors. Like, it starts with a harbor and it just works its way out and it just revitalizes cities, and you start small and it just keeps building out. It brings people in, they want to invest, and then they want to come live down here, and then they want to work down here, and it's a really great investment in the community going forward and into the future.
A fellow by the name of Jim Stratty was there, and he'd like planners to think outside the box, or maybe I should say inside the box.
I've had this vision of a hostel down here, built in the Dutch manner of using a whole bunch of shipping crates and surrounding the hostel with outdoor ping pong tables and pickleball courts and other things, so we get some more international travelers and other low-income travelers or just cheap travelers. It doesn't pay. I don't think anyone makes money running a hostel. That's the downside. On the other hand, it could really make the place more vibrant.
Sounds like a crowd with a lot of energy.
Lots of excitement and thoughtfulness. I wanted to mention the event was held at UWM's School of Freshwater Sciences. And as you know, it's at the easternmost point of Greenfield Avenue. The school has spent $5 million making it over, new labs, meeting spaces. The place gleams. Valeria Cerda was at the school for the first time. She went to school at UW and now does community organizing on the south side. That's where she was born and raised, but Cerda says hadn't ventured into the Harbor District for years until last night. She doesn't have hostels or bike paths on her priority list. Cerda says she's looking for economic opportunity, job training, and jobs, she says, that pay well.
What ends up happening is things like this get creative, and then, like, for example, my family members, if they work in beautiful buildings like this, they're kitchen staff and get paid minimum wage, you know? And so you do have big, beautiful buildings, but what's our place in them? There is a definite, like, you don't see it because it's like something nicer, but then when you walk in, you realize it's not really for you. It's a difficult subject because these are beautiful things that we deserve, but there also needs to be negotiations with community that have been here for years and years and years.
Mitch, organizers say they're eager to hear what everybody in the community cares about and is concerned about as this district evolves.
So where does the planning process stand?
Early this summer, the plan, actually in its draft form, will be presented at a public hearing so people can speak out then. And by early fall, it's expected to be adopted by the city.
Susan, thanks.
Thank you, Mitch.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. You can find out more about the story at WUWM.com.